Good evening out there in Radio Land. I am your host, Pastor Tiara Hawthorne, along with Prophet Demetrius Hawthorne, and you're tuned in to God Chasers Ministries radio broadcast, where we're seeking God's face like never before. Keep it locked right here for an anointed, heart-penetrating word from the Lord.
Hello, Radio Land. We are God Chasing Ministries, and we're seeking God's face like never before. We'd like to thank Jesus for another opportunity to come forth to bring you a wonderful plan of salvation. We're going to have Pastor Terry Hawthorne come forth with the second part of our message, I'm Empty and I'm Desperate. And if you're empty and desperate tonight, you need to listen to this message, because we must surrender completely and be completely committed to His will and His purpose. And the only way to do that is basically be empty. We must be empty. And how do you be empty? And if you have listened to any of our broadcasts, you know that we're talking about being empty and being filled with the Holy Spirit and being desperate, because these are desperate times that we're in. And we can no longer ignore what's going on in the world. We must do something. We must put on our whole armor of God, and we must go into battle, not with our armor off, with our armor on. And we're trying to teach you through the word of God and through the anointing of God upon us how to be able to arm yourself. So without any further ado, we're going to have Pastor Terry Hawthorne come back forth with her second part of her message, I'm Empty and I'm Desperate.
Thank God. And in the last segment, Prophet, I was piggybacking off of Prophet, who was actually in Ephesians chapter 4, and he was talking about having a renewing of our mind, even as it speaks of in Romans chapter 12, and being transformed. And so in the second part, I'm Empty and I'm Desperate, we're starting in 1 Samuel, the very first chapter. Amen. Samuel chapter 1. And so where I left off, it was in verse 6, where Peninnah, it said also Peninnah was her adversary and provoked her sore to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so, year by year, they went up to sacrifice, and she went to the house of the Lord, and she so provoked, therefore she wept and did not eat. And so, you know, it's finally gotten to a place where she was presented with her adversary, seeing her adversary day in and day out, who Peninnah was the type of person who had everything that a woman could ever ask for, but she was not even content in the situation that she was in, and she had been consumed with the vanity of the thing. And sometimes we're provoked with adversaries who have the thing that we desire. They have the inheritance, and you've seen it even in the church world. You see people with the Holy Ghost, you see people with gifts and talents, but yet they will not use them for the uplifting of the kingdom. And even as Paul reminds us, he said, I have learned to be content in the situation that I'm in. I've known how to both be abased, and I know how to abound. And so he reminds of this us of this situation, you know. But yet in here we see people all the times, even with the Holy Spirit, and like Prophet may mention earlier, that, you know, we must be empty so that we can be filled with the power of God, and that we can go forth and run and contend for the faith and use it for the uplifting of the kingdom. But some of us are not content with having the Spirit of God. They're not content with having that heritage, and they have an Esau mentality where they have the inheritance, they have the birthright, and they have these things that are just freely given, amen, but they don't know how to respect it. They don't know how to take hold of the responsibilities that come with such gifts and rights. And so this is that type of situation. She has an Esau mentality, and she does not appreciate what she has been given, but instead it is sitting there, and she is not appreciative, but she is using it to taunt and become an enemy of someone who, if they had the gift that she had and the heritage that she had, she would take it and she'd be running for the kingdom of the Most High God. And so she says this thing even in verse 11, and she says, as she vowed a vow to to the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget me, but will give unto thine handmaid a child, I will give him unto the Lord. So she's now, even after doing this year after year, this provocation of the enemy who she's faced with day in and day out, this enemy is someone she's looking in the face with the inheritance that she so desires as well. And so it's taunting her because this thing just won't go away. But she says, if you do this for me, I promise you, oh God, it's going to be used for the uplifting of your kingdom. I'm going to give it back to you. If you just birth greatness in me, I will be responsible with this thing. I'm going to build up your kingdom. I'm going to go forth. I'm going to preach your word. I'm going to teach your word. Some, I don't know who I'm talking to, but you're saying this, if, oh God, I cannot sit here and speak for the people around me who will take your gift for granted, who will take your inheritance for granted, who will misuse the gifts and talents that you have given them because they don't appreciate all what they have. They don't understand the power that comes along with your spirit. They don't understand the authority that you have given them, and they do not understand the fullness of what you have given them to go forth with. But I understand, oh God, and if you just choose me, I will go up and do this thing that you have called me to do. I understand the task at hand, and I understand about the birthright. I understand about all of my reward that comes with your holiness, with your righteousness, with your gifts, with your talents, with your spirit. Hallelujah. I am empty and I am desperate. Hallelujah. And so it came to pass as she continued praying that Eli marked her mouth, and Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. And Eli thought that she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away the wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit, and I have neither drunk wine nor strong drink, but I have poured out my soul before the Lord. And sometimes you have to see this thing before your face day in and day out to put you into a position that would have your mind frame change, because now the sacrifice changes, because you're not just giving a little sacrifice, a little portion here, a little portion of praise there, a little portion of worship here, a little portion of righteousness there, but now your soul is being poured out. You are completely empty, and you say, God, I am desperate. I am not drunken, but I am empty, and there is nothing else that can quench me except you pour your spirit upon me. Hallelujah. I am not drunken, but I am pouring my spirit unto you, and I'm giving the ultimate sacrifice, which is all of me. And we must understand that the ultimate sacrifice is that we give our whole heart, not just a piece here and a piece there, but we're giving everything to God. Hallelujah. And so the thing is that I am empty now because I have been vexed with my adversary day in and day out, and I poured my spirit out to you, but now it's everything that I have is placed right here at your feet. I have no more to give. And so now, as prophet had mentioned in the very beginning, that a mind frame has to change. And now has come this transformation of the mind, because the prayer now has changed, which will birth a new season. Hallelujah. Because now the pressure has been, so she poured out her spirit and the prayer has changed. And some of you, now you're when you go through things and you're faced with different situations and circumstances that are right there in your face every day, your prayer begins to change. And so I believe that at one point she began praying for Peninnah. Oh, Peninnah, if she would just leave me alone about this thing. Oh, Lord, Lord, if you just change her, move her. And then the prayer changes like, oh God, now the prayer has changed. My mind has changed. This is a full transformation because I want you to change me. I don't want you to change her. I need you to change my situation. I need you to change how I look at this situation. I need you to change how I look at this circumstance. I need you to prepare me so that when you do place this seed in me and I birth greatness, that I'm not focused. My focus now is changed. It's not focusing on the adversary, but now it's focusing on your mission, and it's focusing on what you have called me to do, and it's focusing on building up your kingdom. It's not focusing on what the enemy is doing. I'm not focused on what my enemies have. I'm not focused on what the enemies are doing behind my back. I'm not focused on that, but my focus now has changed. My mind has changed because now it's all about you, and it's about pleasing you, and it's about walking in holiness. It's about walking in righteousness. See, now the mindset has changed, and I'm not going to allow these spirits of my enemy that I'm faced with day in and day out. They're no longer a bother to me because now I'm going to be focused on building my own inheritance, my own heritage, and building up the kingdom of God. So that now I'm building greatness, and I'm building for generation to generation to generation, and I cannot allow myself to be focused on this thing that has driven me to emptiness. Hallelujah. But I'm at this place now, I'm empty and I'm desperate, and I desire that you would make this vow, and that you would, hallelujah, that you would give me this desire, because now this is no longer a desire of the flesh. But this now is a desire of the spirit. And so now I'm able to pray a prayer that is in line with your will and your purpose for me. So now that what I'm saying, it lines up exactly with the spirit. And that's what our prophet always talks about, that we're not operating in the flesh, but all things must move by the spirit. We must walk in the spirit. We must move in the spirit. We must talk in the spirit. We must think spiritual thoughts. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're spiritual weapons of warfare, and powerful and mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. So now this emptiness has gotten her to a place where she can pray in the spirit according to the will and purpose of the Most High God. And so now she's birthing a season of harvest. There's a season that she had been in for a long period of time where they've gone up year after year after year, and some of you have been in a season of preparation, and you've been in a season of continuing to sow seeds, and you sow here and you sow there and you sow here and you sow there, but your mind frame has not been right to receive the harvest when it comes. So now this pressure and this desperation and this emptiness has prepared you to pray the prayer that will birth a whole new season, because now you're complete in God. And he has completed you. You are absolutely complete now. You're in line with the spirit. You know how to pray prayers. You know now that it's not, your focus is not in the wrong place, but you're seeking the face of God. You're seeking his holiness. You're seeking his righteousness. You're seeking to do the will, and you're not focusing on what the enemy's trying to do, but you're focusing on what the mission is. And as we know, any of you military people out there, when you get your orders handed down, you receive and you obey, and it's no longer about what the enemy is doing, but you're still going to fight the good fight of faith, because your faith has made you whole. You know what it is to believe. You know what it is to wait on the Lord. You know what it is to go through season after season after season of preparation, and then waiting on the harvest and seeing the harvest and waiting on the Most High God. But it takes that emptiness and the desperation and the hunger before you can be filled. Who needs feeding if they're already full? But it requires first a hunger for you to receive the filling of the Most High God. And so with that being said, I am out of time. I thank you so much for joining in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. Until next time, may God bless you. Well, saints, our time has come to an end, but we thank you so much for tuning in with us as we've been seeking the face of God like never before. We also encourage you to visit us on the web at www.godchasersministries.org. We want to hear from you. We enjoy your praise reports as well as your prayer requests. Or if you'd like to call in to us, please do so at 334-496-2086. And until next time, may God bless you.